Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Miss Stevie bringing us back.
And I saw my reflection in snow.
The great Stevie Nicks, lead singer for Fleetwood Mac. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Don Fotopoulos, the founder of Hidden Profit Academy, full professor at King's College, author of the award-winning book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners. Don, I need your website, please.
The website is donfotopoulos.com. That was
all right.
Easy.
And that's Don Fotopoulos with an F on the front and a U in the middle there. Hey, Don.
U in the middle. There we go. An F at the beginning. That's it.
So, Don, we're talking about the importance of being online right now. And, you know, we hear all about pivoting. We've used that word a lot on the show here. I've written about it. Everybody's talking about pivoting. But one of the things that must be said is in 2020, by definition, pivoting means you ramped up some level of your online presence, your online execution. What do you think?
Oh, no, there's no question.
You don't pivot to more pavement.
You're not in business. Yeah, and in order for us to survive, we've got to reach beyond where we do business physically and locally. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of us have grown up online over the years, and we have a lot of legacy information that's out there. I mean, if the web is like the ocean, there's so much blossom and dust that is broken links, old information, inaccurate information. You should look at your website as if you're a customer and start clicking around and see what's working and what's not working. And, you know, a lot of times it's not our fault either. Sometimes links just break because they break. Technology is not 100%. And, you know, and it's like, tending your garden. You got to make sure that the platform that you're using hasn't, you know, upgraded and caused all kinds of compatibility problems. I mean, there's crazy stuff that goes on that you don't see behind the scenes, but your clients see it. And so the first thing is it's got to be easy to find you online. Whatever it is, your brand has to be easy to find. You've got to be really clear on why you're different and better than your competition. You got to make it easy for people to buy from you. Did you know that 75% of people that go to buy something online, they abandon in the middle of the transaction? They're halfway into the transaction, and they abandon in the middle of the transaction. Now, sometimes we change our mind. Okay, we do. But the truth is, if you and I are ready to buy something, the likelihood is we're pretty sold, and we're going through the process because we want whatever that thing is. If we abandon that process maybe 75-80% of the time, it's because there's something broken.
Right.
In the transaction.
Or clunky.
Right?
Something makes you work. It makes you work too hard.
There's information that's missing. Yeah. So imagine we could claw back half that money if we could get our act together online. So make it easy for people to buy from you.
One thing I want to make sure, though, let's say a couple of things to bring the people along who have no web presence. If you're a small retailer, or it doesn't matter, and even if you don't have things that can be sold online, if you're a pavement contractor, you can't sell that online. But the thing is, you don't have to have an e-commerce capability to do what Don's talking about. It could just be, well, let me put it this way. How many of you have a phone book laying on your desk now? Nobody has a phone book on their desk. Nobody even has possession of a phone book anymore. But back when you did, would you have even considered having a business without having a number in a phone book? Well, if you are, if you don't have an online presence like Dawn is talking about right now, just the presence, just people being able to find you successfully without having to work too hard, that's the equivalent of not having your number in the phone book.
That's right. And, Jim, let's just take that one step further. You know, if you don't have an online purchasing capability because your business just doesn't make sense to do that, what you should be doing is creating what we call lead magnets. You should be building your list of people that have an interest in what you do, right? You need to be building your network, your ecosystem. You should find a way to identify the people that are actually visiting your website. And there should be a free white paper. There should be a free download. There should be something that you offer that demonstrates your knowledge and your experience that somebody can access if they give you their name and their email. You should be building your email list. And let me say something. That email is worth anywhere from $10 to $100. That's real money.
Well, and the thing is, all the people following you on Facebook will evaporate if Facebook changes their rules. You've got to migrate. I tell people you got to be like ducks. You got to migrate those people over to your email list that Don's talking about, right, Don?
That's right.
They need to exist in two places in the social media. But you got to get them over. You got to get them over because you never know when Facebook's going to change their rules and tick off your customers, and they just leave you, and they evaporate overnight. Hold on to that thought. Dawn Fotopoulos.
It happens all the time.
DawnFotopoulos.com is the website, and she and I will be right back. Don't forget her book, Accounting for the Number Phobic. Stay with us.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.